Do you distinguish official objectivist doctrine from Ayn Rand's personal views? Well, philosophy is broad principles about the nature of the universe, the means of knowledge, the nature of man, and then the value doctrines that all that leads to. All this is interconnected. In a proper philosophy, it's one system, as in objectivism. Now, that does not mean that every specific application of that philosophy is inherent in the philosophy. A philosopher can hold views that do not necessarily follow from the philosophy, but are its application to a realm where facts are established by science or observation or some other appropriate means. Philosophy is wide abstractions. That does not entail specific choices or specific interpretations of how they apply to concrete. For instance, take my theory of history presented in the Dim book. I make a definite distinction between official objectivist doctrine and Peikoff's theory of history. Now, I believe that my theory is based on objectivism, but it does not follow from objectivism. It is not, therefore, objectivism as such. It is my application, and each person has to decide, is this a correct application or not? It's not subjective, but it's still not a question of what is the philosophy, but what is its applications. And in that regard, Ayn Rand and I and others can disagree without anybody contradicting the philosophy. Remember also that there are personal options in applying broad philosophic principles. You can say that, for instance, sex is good is a philosophic principle, but that does not necessitate any special particular position or clothing, etc. It does specify that the general principles of morality apply, such as fraud, force, evasion, etc. But as apart from that, there are many different interpretations and complete options which would be personal, not official. So yes, but without that implying a contradiction or a subjective viewpoint.